You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Report. Oh my, how time flies. I just want to extend a very gracious thank you to each and every listener of this broadcast, every person who has sent an email, who has sent postal mail. I just want to say thank you so much. We read every email. We read every bit of postal mail we get. We get a lot of it. We can't answer it all, but we do appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your suggestions, and we appreciate everything that you stand for and you do. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for everyone who supports our show, who supports Ted through Ted Brewer Health Masters through buying his products. I want to thank you for just keeping us alive. And just look around you, folks. Look around you today and see how... We'll see what the state of the world is and know that time is running short, and we all have to make sure that we're serious about getting our relationship with our Lord and Savior right. And I just want to ask you, our guest tonight, by the way, is Dr. Ted Brewer. And I want to ask you, Ted, before we go any further, how is your son Austin? It's been about 4 weeks now since his episode.
Well, he had a pericardial induced heart attack. He had a bacterial infection. We have no idea where the source is. Like I said, the first time we talked about it, 3 weeks ago, some people say it may be a chemtrail. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate like that. I don't know. But he basically was almost medevaced, 4 weeks ago to another cardiac unit for heart surgery. And, I laid hands on him right there in the emergency suite and started praying for him. And then they found out it wasn't a myocardial infarction, that it was basically a pericardial induced heart attack. And they basically gave him morphine. And they gave him anti-inflammatory drugs immediately intravenously. The morphine calmed his heart down because it was beating super fast, 140, 150 beats a minute. It had been compressed to the size of a banana, a flattened banana in his chest from the inflammation. He was almost dead. And so by the grace of God and God alone, he survived that. They put him on a compound called cocaine, which is used to also work with people who have gout. It's a poison plant extract is what it is. Super poisonous. I mean, they give it to you like half a milligram at a time. And so he had to use that to help to stop the inflammation. And they also had him on some ibuprofen, for a couple of weeks until they got most of the inflammation resolved. In addition to that, we put him on turmeric, which is a massive anti-inflammatory compound. And we also got him on the vitamin E and the cod liver oil and all of those different things. I mean, pumped him full of supplements. And to say that he's doing well is the ultimate understatement. I want to thank everybody for all of the prayers. He's doing absolutely wonderful. He'll be off all meds by this weekend, which is a miracle for pericarditis. And he'll be able to go forward. Now he still can't overload his heart. He can't get overheated at this point still. But as far as functional day-to-day activities, he's back to about 95%. And so I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, I want you to know something. I owe you guys. If you prayed for Austin, I owe you. That was my oldest son. We almost lost him. And so by the grace of God, just a divine intervention, and dietary change and supplements and the use of some prescription drugs, we've been able to get him completely and totally restored. And see, that's what prescription drugs are for. They're not for long-term usage. That's not what they're designed for, because there's too many side effects associated with them. Even the ibuprofen causes kidney damage. And I told Austin, I said, get off that stuff as quick as you possibly can because of the kidney damage, because it causes calcification of the kidneys. That's a bad, bad product to increase the risk of heart disease and kidney damage. So if you're going to take it, do it occasionally. If you're going to use it, never do it 2 or 3 days in a row, and just don't use it on a regular basis. But if you need something like that, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, they're okay upon occasion. Even aspirin has side effects like internal bleeding. So be really, really careful when you start taking these drugs. In fact, in my latest book, Breakthrough Health, I go into top detail about drugs that you need to avoid, over-the-counter and both prescription drugs. And one of them I tell you that you need to avoid are the NSAIDs. And if you're going to use them in moderation, use them as a tool, not as a crutch. Years ago, Doug, I was we were on a cruise ship, and we were talking to this kid, and he was a rock climber. And he would take 6 ibuprofen before he went rock climbing because it would make his fingers go numb. Now, I kid you not. And I told him, I looked at him, I said, dude, I said, you know, you may make your fingers go numb, but you're going to lose kidney function. I said, you're going to be looking for a transplant. He goes, you're kidding. I said, no, man, you can't be doing that. I said, this is some strong, strong stuff, this ibuprofen. I mean, it's amazing what it'll do, but it's not to be used because you want to go climb rocks and you don't want to feel your fingers. That's nonsense. So hopefully he got off of that stuff, but that's a strong drug, Doug, and you avoid it.
It's like rather counterintuitive, but who am I? You know, I don't rock climb because I don't have to. But seriously, I mean, wow.
Okay. Well, no, this is an interesting story. This kid, his father owned a large car dealership in Tucson, or maybe it may be either Tucson or Phoenix. I'm not going to give you the name of the dealership because then you could look it up, and I don't want to get involved with all that. And I remember the kid had some mental issues, and you know, basically they put him on serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac, and he was having some mental problems because of the drugs. And so him and his brother, we were talking one day, and I gave this kid, he's like, you know, 21 years old, he wasn't like he was 15 years old, I gave him some cod liver oil capsules and some B vitamins, and I told him that he could take these, and basically it might help a little bit. Oh my gosh, boy, his dad got mad. And finally I told him, I said, look, I said, I've been on the Phoenix Airways with you guys. I said, I told him about a guy that I had been on many, many times with. His name's John Jay and Rich in Phoenix. Excuse me. He's simulcast all over the country. And they knew who the DJ was. And I said, look, I've been on his show multiple times. And I said, you know, he's a good friend of mine. And I said, you know, obviously I know what I'm doing. You can Google me. But, you know, whatever. But you talk about getting a cold shoulder from somebody the rest of the trip because his dad pitched such a fit. And again, it goes back into the mainstream model. You see, it's a narrative. When you get brainwashed into believing that immunizations are good for children, you believe immunizations are good for children. And it takes a very special person to say, wait a minute, I'm going to read my own research and I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to figure out if immunizations really are good for children. And that's what we always tell people to do. Don't listen to me about immunizations or Gardasil. Don't listen to me about that stuff. Do your own research. I've chosen not to immunize my children. All my children are honor students. If you want to choose to immunize your kids and they end up with autism, I'm sorry that happened. I can't help that because you immunize the kids. That's a precipitating factor. And it's been proven by Thompson, who used to work for or still works for the Food and Drug Administration, who basically said they covered up the link to the MMR vaccine and autism in black children. Now, I personally believe it goes further than black kids. I also think it includes white kids. And we also know that Gonzalez and Bradstreet were both killed for their work, I believe, in my opinion, of their research with Nagalase, GCMAF, and we talked about that last summer. And they had a 15% cure rate by using GCMAF with kids that were autistic. They had 85% success rate to some degree, 85% cure rate, 15%, I'm sorry, 85% success rate, 15% cure rate, 15 kids did not respond at all. But then all of a sudden these two guys depart the planet suddenly, and now we've had 50 more natural practitioners all leave the planet in this last year, and a lot of them just disappear. A lot of them are found murdered. A lot of them are quote-unquote hanging themselves. A lot of them are shooting themselves multiple times with shotguns. I don't know how you're supposed to do all that. I mean, crazy stuff. And, of course, we know that, again, this Khazarian Rothschild mafia, whatever you want to call it, okay, controls the petrochemical industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the media and they don't want natural practitioners out there. Now, I'm going to make this statement one more time. I said it last year. I am not suicidal. I am not on prescription drugs. I have never worked with GCMAF. I have been out of practice now for many, many years. I mean, I don't do that anymore as far as from a professional standpoint. I don't do that because I'm so busy with radio, TV, my own show, being an author, and speaking at seminars. I simply don't have time. So guys, if you're involved in this research and you've got patients coming in and you're developing anecdotal studies and you're broadcasting this information, be very, very careful, because 50 of you guys have checked out this past year. And so it's some pretty scary stuff. And not all of them were involved with Nagalase, and not all of them were involved with GCMAF, but a lot of these guys, in fact, all of these guys were natural practitioners. So be very, very careful if you're involved in research, and be careful with how you disseminate this information. Now,
yeah, if I can just add one more thing to this, folks, you have to understand, Dr. Ted Brower gives us it, look. It's very special. I really consider him a hero in a lot of respects, because he takes. I mean, the information, the one program that he did with us, the information that he provided. Cutting edge stuff that people have been killed for, undoubtedly, or have left, as you put it, left the planet. I just want to say that that thank you, number one, for your bravery, and second of all, if anything does happen to you, know that the entirety of our listening audience, as well as our corporate investigative team, would be in Florida in a nanosecond to make sure. Well, to find out what happened, because we would, folks, please keep Dr. Brower in your prayers, because a lot of the information he does give out, and I'm not trying to overstate the case or, you know, this is not hyperbole. Yeah, people have died over some of the information that Dr. Ted talks about. So I just want to reiterate that. Go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
Well, thanks,
Doug.
Well, here's the thing. See, here's the thing. I'm going to be clear. This is how I look at all of this stuff. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Death, O death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? I mean, gosh, when we understand that we're connected to God in his high dimension, the most high, I mean, his highest dimension, which he controls the entire universe through the Holy Spirit, and that when we die, we immediately go to be with God, there is no sting in death any longer. That's why these Sabbateans have no authority over us. They don't have any authority over us. That's why even when that witch poisoned me a few years ago, or suspected poisoning from the witch, I should say it that way, in which I got deathly ill after I opened one of her letters saying how she was going to sacrifice my children. And you know, you guys said, what is he talking about? Well, yes, that actually happened to me. And we ended up dragging her into court on a restraining order. And then she took the fifth, I forgot how many times, and asked about her relationships with Lucifer and being a witch. You think, are you making this up? Guys, I don't make up this stuff, okay? This stuff is real. You know, it's real. Now, that witch, after we did that to her, she crawled back underneath the doggone whatever they do, and I've never heard from her since. Now, because they don't like being exposed. They don't want to be out in the mainstream light. She did not want to be in a court room with me in a restraining order hearing. And I'll never forget, we're talking all this Luciferian stuff in there. She's taking the fifth, taking the fifth, taking the fifth, taking the fifth. And I remember there was a black guy in there. And I'll never, this is like domestic violence court because it's restraining orders. And all these people are sitting in here listening to this stuff and listening to all these witnesses give testimony. And finally, this black guy says, we walk out of the hallway, and he looked at me, and he was scared. He was scared. His eyes were huge. And he looked at me because he was in there for domestic violence. He says, dude, I have heard some crazy SHI in my life. I ain't ever heard what I just heard in that courtroom. Okay, because he realized, he saw that it was real, that these people were actually real people like this. See, this isn't a joke. So when I talk about Hillary Clinton being a witch and how she sacrifices chickens to Moloch according to her own emails, all right, I need to go in the backyard and sacrifice a chicken for Moloch. Who in the world talks like that? Why, if you're a Christian, can you even consider voting for a witch, a coven witch, who sacrifices, by her own admission, chickens in the backyard to Moloch? I mean, are you kidding me? Guys, people say, well, this is a difficult election. I can't decide on who I want to vote for. Are you not thinking? Are you not thinking? This isn't a difficult election. We got a guy who ain't perfect, okay? Forgive the little incorrect grammatical vernacular there. We got that, okay? We understand Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect either. And by the way, neither are you. I just thought I'd mention that. But at least he's out there in the fray of this mess, telling us the truth about the 28 redacted pages of 9/11, telling us the truth about immunizations, and telling us the truth about these nutbags that were running on the Republican GOT ticket, like Jeb Bush and Bubble Boy Rubio and that weirdo Ted Cruz. Weirdo, he's a weirdo. You gotta go, well, we liked him, he claims to be a Christian. George Bush claimed to be a Christian, he went to Bohemian Grove and worshiped Moloch. You can't do that, guys. You gotta look at the fruit. You gotta look at the walk. Anybody could talk the talk. You gotta look at the walk. You come to my house, you're not gonna find pork here. You're not gonna find shellfish here. You're not gonna find aspartame here. You're not gonna find Splenda here. You're not gonna find chlorinated water or fluorinated water. Now you will find a little bit of coffee because I drink a cup of coffee about once or twice a year. You will find that. You're not going to find a bunch of red wine and alcohol to booze it up on. You don't find all that stuff here. I don't do that stuff because I tell you guys, I don't do it. I'm not going to do it. Donald Trump, he doesn't have a reason to run for president. He's already a billionaire. It doesn't matter. He's like I am. He's like Doug is. He's sick of it. He's had enough of it. He's had enough of this new world onslaught against the United States of America as they've extracted the wealth out of this country, these Sabbatean lowlife synagogue of Satan whackbags. And that's what Trump's saying. Look, I'm tired of all this. I want my country back. Guys, I want Mayberry back. I want it back like it was in the 50s. Now, I know because of all of this weirdo stuff they've done with Tavistock and all of this gender bending they've done with all of the hormones and all the chemicals, I got it. We're not probably going to get Mayberry back, but we can come close. And we can stop this mess, but we got to take back control of the airwaves. We got to get these guys off of national TV. We've got to get this group of people out of the powerhouses in Washington and in the state senates and houses and Congress. We've got to take our country back. And if we can do it with Donald Trump, if we can get an avalanche going, then we can save our internet. We can save all of this stuff. Because guys, right now, Hillary Clinton's not going to want the internet to be around. It has eviscerated her. And now she knows that. And it has eviscerated the gay Kenyan in the White House. We know it's eviscerated him. The problem is, we don't know what to do, you know, as Christians. But listen to me. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. When we pray together in the aggregate and we ask God to protect Donald Trump, when we ask God to help restore our nation and we humble ourselves and we fall before him, and we get rid of this filth on TV, we get rid of the filth on the radio, and get rid of the filth in the music industry, and say, no more. We're not going to promote this. We're not going to allow these guys through Tavistock to control our culture and our very lives. No, we're not going to let these Sabbatean synagogue of Satan whackbags do this anymore. That's what Trump is. Now, whether or not he can do all of the things I just said, I have no idea. But all I know, he's willing to do something. He's a billionaire. And guys, think about this, guys. Think about this. Do you really want Bill Clinton, the raper of women, back in the White House? I mean, do you really want him back in there? And Hillary back in there? Are you joking? We had 8 years of living in hell with these weirdos, with Monica Lewinsky and oral sex in the White House. I mean, it was awful. It was awful having to listen to this filth from these people. The drunkenness and the parties, right, and all the weirdo stuff, guys. It's awful, Doug.
And not to mention the Bill Clinton just obliterating Yugoslavia, the Christians there, changing. I mean, the attack against Christians didn't start with Obama in earnest. Right. It started with the Clinton administration.
It did.
But exactly. And you Christians out there, you think it's bad now? You put Hillary in there?
Oh,
I can guarantee it.
And Doug, I don't want to look at her for 8 years. Are you kidding me?
No.
I can't even stand to listen to her speak. And so anyhow, let's get back on the nutrition stuff. Thanks for getting me off my rant, Doug. Okay. Doctors are making parents admit now they are knowingly endangering their children's life with new vaccine refusal forms, forcing people to sign these things. It's basically like signing a child abuse confession. Guys, you don't have to do this. If you don't want to give a child a vaccine, you cannot, the pediatrician cannot force you to sign a form, the refusal to vaccinate. Don't let them do that. They'll make you check off and to say that you're responsible for anything that happens to your children from not giving them vaccines. Don't admit to this. All of this stuff is admissible in a court of law. Don't do this. Don't sign anything you don't want to sign. I mean, I had a friend of mine years ago, he got divorced, and he was asking me about the divorce papers because he didn't want to get an attorney. And in the divorce papers, it said that his wife was claiming that he had harassed and threatened her. And I said to him, I said, have you ever harassed and threatened your wife? He goes, never, man. I've never done that. I just don't want to get an attorney. And I said, then why do you want to sign this? And he goes, well, what do you mean? He said, I said, dude, don't you understand that she can get a restraining order on you because of this if she wants one? She could ruin your life, take away your concealed weapons permit, everything. If you say that you've harassed and threatened her, you've signed it. It's a court document. I said, why don't you have her attorney remove this lie and then sign the paper if you want to go give her everything else she wants? He said, okay. So he told his wife, I'm not going to sign this because it says I've harassed and threatened you and I haven't done that. And you know what she did? She told the attorney to take it out and it was over with. Guys, don't sign stuff you don't want to sign. Here's another article. Common laxative has antifreeze chemicals in it. Guys, don't be using laxatives on a regular basis. We've got a great product if your body's a little bit sluggish. Use it's called Atrialo. It does a great job as far as helping you keep your colon clean, and it's not addictive. It doesn't require larger and larger dosing, and it's a great product to keep your colon clean, and I personally believe it helps to reduce the risks of different types of colon cancers because it increases or decreases fecal transit time. Here's another article, Doug. It says, homicide in the SSRI alibi. Okay, they're saying now that they're taking Prozac, and because they're taking psychiatric drugs, that they're not responsible when they murder people because one of the side effects is wanting to murder people, and they're using it now as an alibi. And you know, sadly, this is actually true. It does make people want to kill other people in some cases.
The Twinkie defense.
Well, but it's the SSRI defense. I mean, so, yeah. So, guys, think about that for a second. Don't be taking these drugs that make you want to kill yourself and kill other people. What do you think, Doug? Have you ever seen any of that kind of stuff in your investigations?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Without getting into a lot of detail, that there's a law firm that specializes in representing here in our area, that specializes in representing the perpetrators, the murderers, basically, and using that as a defense. Okay, and that's going to gain traction throughout the country if it hasn't already.
Well, it's actually true. It's actually true. I'm not saying that individual case was true, but that's one of the side effects. I had a lady.
Yeah.
A lady came in my office one time. She was taking those drugs, and she got off of them. And her name was Lois, and her husband's name was Al. And I'm sure she's gone by now. Maybe she rests in peace because this is like 30-something years ago, and she was in her 70s. And she says, Ted, I took that stuff. And she goes, I had the craziest wants. And she goes, I wanted to put my children, my grandchildren, in an oven and cook them. She goes, you can't believe the bizarre behavior that I was thinking about, literally considering doing from these drugs. And she goes, I had to come off that stuff. That stuff will make you go nuts. And I said, yeah, it does. Some people cannot deal with that stuff, and it makes them basically psychotic, and they start doing crazy things. Another
good example of this is, you know, recently we've seen the mothers with the killing their children. You know, one mother shooting four of her children, another mother beheading, you know, two other children. Right. And these are just examples of cases that, you know, these are the things that happen to some of the people who take these drugs. More often than not, these SSRIs are involved not only in these types of domestic murder situations, but also when it comes to these mass shooting situations.
You're exactly right, Joe. Back in the 90s, I did a bunch of research on a book that I released in 2001. It was called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disability in Children. And now you can get that book online. It's out of print for a penny or whatever. Great book, especially if you've got kids with ADD. What was interesting about this particular book is when I did the research, I went back into the 90s with Columbine and all these different high school shootings that were actually not false flags. They were real. And you can see the guy in Columbine with the video cameras running around the hallway shooting people. You always know when these things are real because they're showing you actual film or you're seeing bodies. And what's interesting about this is when I started doing the research, literally every single child who was involved in these shootings back in the 90s, if you could get a hold of their medical records, because a lot of them were frozen because they were underage, were all taking these drugs, all of them, everybody. And see, that's the sad part about this is, this is a very, very real problem, and it causes psychosis in a lot of people. So yes, the mother kills all of her children, she drowns all of her children, crazy stuff. And here this drug was supposed to help her, but now it has a black box warning label that it tells you that you may want to kill yourself or cause harm to somebody else, then kill yourself. And guys, to me, cod liver oil has been shown to be better at mild to moderate forms of depression. 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, we have all of this stuff on the Healthy Brain program at our office, and also the magnesium is great, the vitamin D3 is great, D as in dog 3, and also there's one, and iodine does a great job on that, but there's all kinds of natural things that you can do, especially the methylated B vitamins, to massively increase your moods and feel so much better about everything without taking these crazy pills, is what they are. They make you crazy. And so guys, it's like Huxley said, in these latter days, they'll be drugging everybody in order to make everybody obedient slaves. But by golly, it's for me and my house, we're serving the Lord. We're not going to be involved in it. Here's another article. This is by King. She goes, are psychiatric drugs killing 500,000 seniors per year? And she says that what happens, they start taking these drugs, they start having dizziness, unsteady gait, they start falling, they start having impaired thinking, memory loss, nausea, diarrhea, sexual dysfunction, insomnia, all of these different diseases which can attribute to their death rates. And you know what? She's right. I saw them do this with my mom, Doug. Now, I've mentioned this before on the show, but I think it warrants mentioning it again. May my mother rest in peace. My sister put my mom into a nursing home because she had power of attorney over my mom. And what was interesting about this is, you know, my mom was running a business, still running the fish camp, still doing all of this stuff, completely lucid. And what happened is they got her to that nursing home because she had broken a toe and she was in the rehab program, and they just started drugging her. I mean, all of a sudden she's on 6 different meds. I mean, it was like overnight. And I watched her continually deteriorate. Within a few years, she didn't know who she was anymore. And she was lucid when she went in. But they don't care. If they have a person who goes into the nursing home who's a little bit belligerent or a little bit loud, one of the nurses told me, oh, you don't have to worry about that. We'll get them drugged into a submission very, very quickly. You don't have to worry about them being like that in this place. And I thought to myself, this is crazy. And then I got into a giant fight with the attending physician because she refused to allow me to bring vitamins and give them to my mother. And she refused to give my mother any multiple vitamins or any nutrients whatsoever and expecting her to live on nursing home food. And I finally had the threat to sue the nursing home if they did not allow my mother to take supplements. And of course, they wouldn't allow her to take my supplements, which are the best. They gave her these synthetic ones that don't do anything. And so they were able to bypass me and do what they wanted to do. Now you think, well, why did you let your mom go into a nursing home? My sister had power of attorney over my mother. I would never have done that. My mom had enough money in her house, enough equity. She could have done a reverse mortgage, and she could have lived in that house, and she could have paid help for herself, like an attendant person, like a LPN for the rest of her life, and never had to experience that nursing home disaster. But that wasn't my choice because I didn't have power of attorney over my mother. So anyhow, that's just a little story there I want to share with you. Here's another one. Broccoli sprout extract has now been shown to fight neck and head cancer by activating a detoxification gene, study finds. And we've got this product at the office. We've got a broccoli extract immune booster, and it works absolutely amazing what this thing does. And it says this actually works against the recurring oral cancers, and it also works as a preventative compound to help reduce the risks of coming down with these types of diseases. So, guys, if you've got a problem with an impaired immune system, get some of our broccoli extract that we have at the office. It's a phenomenal product. Another article, sadly, deadly superbug shuts down an ICU at a major London hospital amid fears of infectious disease outbreak. This is in Great Britain. It's a new deadly superbug. Intensive care units are repeated. It's a type of candida, and it's saying that at least a dozen patients have died in one hospital, and dozens of others are said to be silent carriers, and they don't know what to do because it's one of the first superbugs with candida that they cannot correct. Now, here's what I suggest that you do if you have a candida infection. I told you guys years ago, I came down with like a recurrent inner ear that was itching like crazy, and I went online, couldn't find any natural solutions to it. I tried antibiotics because I didn't want to, but I tried them. They didn't do anything. I tried the yeast defense that they had in these, you know, the doctor stuff, like the different types of fungal things that you could use that were all prescription. Nothing worked in my ears. It was like having a caterpillar crawling around in my ear. Finally, I started using the black seed oil, the BLACK black seed oil, out of just frustration, because it said in one of the articles that I read that it was a cure for everything but death. And I thought, wow, I'm going to try this stuff. And gosh, if it didn't work, that ear itching stopped within 1 week, and it's been wonderful. And so I tell you guys, if you have a problem with candida, black seed oil is probably one of the most important supplements you have to take, along with acidophilus, on a regular basis to get rid of it. What do you guys think about the black seed oil, besides the fact that did I send you the capsules of the black seed oil, Doug, or the liquid?
The liquid.
Oh gosh, it tastes awful.
I can attest to that, but it's effective. I totally agree.
Well, now what I do with it, I take it every night. I take about 1 ounces of it. That's like 3 tablespoons a night, 1 ounce. And I guess that's, is it? Yeah, right. 2 ounces. I guess it's 2 tablespoons an ounce. My wife would know that. I should know that too. I'm always used to working with centimeters and the metric system. But what's interesting about this is that it's a great product. I mix it with pomegranate oil, because the pomegranate oil kills the taste of the stuff. And my wife will take it, but she takes it in capsules, so she don't have to taste it. Pennsylvania, by the way, health department is now trying to mandate HPV vaccines for all 7th grade boys and girls, even though the person who did the original research on the HPV vaccine, and I've reported this on your show, has said the product does not work, is ineffective, and is dangerous. So, wow. Another one. Big Pharma is now developing baby vaccines for pregnant women. It's not enough they get their 72 vaccines after they're born. They want to start giving them vaccinations while they're still in utero. I don't even know what to say about this, but that used to be Sankrosafe on women who were pregnant that did not take immunizations. And now they're wanting to take flu shots, and now they've got a whole bunch of other vaccines they want to put in the pipeline to give the mother, to force the baby to take them before the baby's even born. What do you guys think about that?
Well, there's no reason. I mean, there's no logical reason to give that to that age group.
Rick Perry in Texas try to mandate the HPV vaccine for all, I think it was 11 to 12-year-olds. It was some grade level. And there was a big uproar in Texas, and he backed off of that. And then California was toying with the idea of mandatory vaccinations, including the HPV vaccine. And it's just insanity. I mean, it's what you would expect from a Twilight Zone world that we live in.
But you know what, Ted? I mean, too few people question any of this. And we have, seriously, your audience, our audience, the most informed, I believe, in the country. And they know better. But it's hard to argue with stupid. I mean, seriously, how do you rationally argue with, or not argue, but debate these things with people who just don't want to hear? It's amazing.
Well, Doug, when you give them an article from the lead researcher on the HPV vaccine, and she says the whole thing's a fraud, and she said it doesn't work, and it's not effective, and don't give it to them because it's dangerous. The lady who did the research, and they still ignore you. I mean, she addressed that council at that a pediatric convention, and they didn't know she was going to do that. She came out and just slammed the HPV vaccine to all those pediatricians because she finally had an epiphany. She finally opened her eyes up. See, these are the ones that they were concerned about back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s when they used to take these kids and recruit them into these, you know, Cecil Rhodes foundations and all these other crazy things they were doing to bring them into college. These are the ones they don't want waking up. See, they didn't want me to wake up. They didn't want you to wake up. I mean, I've got all these college degrees. They didn't want me to wake up. But you know what happened? What happened to me though, Doug? And I'm going to share this with the listeners real quick. When I came down with a pericarditis, when I was the same age as Austin, right? 27 years of age, from having my teeth cleaned from a bacteria infection that got in my blood, and I almost died from it. I didn't recover like Austin because they didn't have the therapy, the drug therapy, or the supplements available back then that we have now. And I was in bed for 3 months. It was an epiphany for me. Okay, because it was like a rebirth, because when I got past it, the pericarditis, and I started recovering after a naturopathic physician had shared with me the principles in God's word of clean and unclean food, about eating pork, etc., and how it fed this bacteria that was chomping down on my heart lining, I finally had some sense to it because no one else had even told me that. And so he literally saved my life. And so that's why I went back to naturopathic college, and I got my degree in naturopathic medicine, because I knew at that point in time that I had missed something with my education, but I had awakened and I had realized that there was something wrong. And I started saying, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be more to all of this. That's when I became a state licensed nutritionist here in Florida. And I finally realized that, you know, there was a big chunk of my education that had been kind of neglected because the people doing the education didn't have the knowledge that I needed to get better, or they would have shared it with me too. And the thing about it was God sent forth his word, and he healed me, and he rescued me from the grave. And there's so many people out there right now, you have all kinds of health problems, and one of the reasons that you have these health problems is because you keep eating pork. Now, I can't be any more direct with you than that. You know, I've seen it over and over and over again. God says to you in the book of Deuteronomy that if you eat these types of foods, that you're going to have long and lingering diseases, and you're going to have all these health issues. You know, and that's like cancer, wasting diseases. And now the World Health Organization came out last year, and they said that pork was a homotoxin, that it caused cancer. And then you have also the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Rehkwig. It's called The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health. You can look it up online. That's why I've said it very slowly. You can look up the article. He actually says that it's basically a human poison that causes cancer when you eat pork. Well, God knew that. See, well, what, then the next question is, well, why did he make pigs? He made pigs to be part of the ecosystem to clean up the feces and the dead, rotting corpses of other animals. They're like a scavenger feeder, okay? They're not made for human beings to eat. That's why when the demons told Jesus that they were being cast out, they asked to go into the pigs, because the unclean spirits wanted to go into the unclean meat. And the unclean meat didn't even want these unclean demons in them. They rushed down a steep bank and they all drowned themselves. See, that's the thing that people don't get with pork. It digests too quickly. It elevates blood urea. It makes the blood too thick, makes the heart pump too hard. And because it does all of these things, it's very unhealthy for human beings to eat. So, guys, don't eat pork. Don't eat shellfish. You say, well, I like pork and I like shellfish. Well, so do I. I love pork. I mean, I love the way it tastes, but I don't eat it. You know, if you have the heart disease thing, you're done with pork, okay? And now the Word of God, I know what it says. I don't do that anymore. Same thing with shellfish. It says you eat stuff that has fins and scales. You're not supposed to eat eels or snakes or garfish or turtles. None of that's supposed to be eaten. Okay? That's why they're all full of parasites. And God knew that. And we continue to eat stuff like that, and we wonder why we have all these sicknesses and diseases. That's one of the things, by the way, Doug, that I cover in the Maximum Success series. I have a whole series there on health.
Yep.
And
yep.
It goes into detail on three-dimensional Christian lifestyle on how you can live disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free. $200 CD set. I'm giving it to everybody absolutely for free when they order $200 worth of supplements from the office or a distiller or anything else you want to order. I don't care. $200 worth of purchases. There will be no shipping included on this. It's just completely free, because at $200 you get free shipping anyhow from my office. And a lot of you will order, you know, maybe $300 or $400 worth of stuff, and you know, you'll bless our company like that. And many of you have actually just started getting your multiple vitamins from us, and you write us emails. Well, we only can afford the multiple vitamin every month, and so we're going to start buying that from you, because we're buying that already at the local grocery store. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's kind of like supporting Hagman and Hagman or Dave Hodges. I mean, you know, we all are working together to tell you guys the truth. You know, Doug and Joe and us, you know, we've got to pay for these radio broadcasts, these podcasts, for the studios, for the equipment, all of this stuff. You know, and when we do these shows, I mean, guys, think about this. When you listen to some of the shows on GCN, you literally get 20 minutes of broadcast, because there's 20 minutes of infomercials on the shows and then another 20 minutes or 30 minutes of commercials. When you listen to a Hagman show for 3 hours, you literally get 3 hours of information that would literally take you 9 hours if you were listening to a show on GCN because of the commercial interrupts. So we're doing our best to give you the best information we possibly can in the most efficient manner. And a lot of you guys have turned off your TVs and turned off your radios now, and you're listening to podcasts of my show or Hagman and Hagman. And guys, thank you for that. And same thing with Doug.
Amen.
And same thing with Doug. Yeah. A lot of you guys out there saying, well, I could give $1 to Doug or $5 to Doug or $20 or $100 to Doug. It wouldn't make any difference. It's only $100. Hey, guys, if 100 of you gave $100, it's $10,000. It'd cover the operating budget for a month. So, you know, guys, please go to Hagman and Hagman. You know, go to their site where it says, you know, donate and give some money. Because, guys, you know, we're out here in the fray of this thing, saying the things that we say. You know, taking risks is what we're doing, because we're telling you guys the truth, because we believe that God's got something good for this country, and that this country can come out of the mess that it's in. But it's going to take all of us working together to make that happen. Doug, what do you think?
Change can only happen, Ted, in the hearts of men, from the bottom up, not from the top down. And we all have to play our roles. You know, we were born for this time. And what an exciting time to live, isn't it? As a Christian. Eric the Tech had walked by and said, this is really an exciting time for Christians to be alive. Dangerous, but exciting. And I totally agree.
Well, the truth is, I mean, if you're bored right now, you need to wake up, okay? Because, I mean, this is really getting interesting now with this. I mean, who would have thought that Donald Trump would be in an election and how interesting this is going to be? I mean, this is just, this is crazy. I mean, that this is actually happening, that Donald Trump knows what's going on, and he's willing to expose the New World Order in Hillary Clinton. I mean, who would have thought that we'd have actually seen this wicked witch get exposed? Now, the truth is, I don't think she's going to debate him. Now, she may, but I don't think she will, unless she's getting some really bad advice from a nutrition, from a strategy standpoint. There's no upside for Hillary Clinton to debate Donald Trump. She has too much dirt on her.
No. No, we were talking about that during the break, folks, and I guess there's, two debates scheduled or in the works, perhaps, between Clinton and Trump? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really? What's in it for Hillary Clinton to debate Trump? I can't see that being...
Well,
there's no upside for her.
Well, the only thing she may do it for is because of her just unbelievable arrogance and ego. Or she's demon possessed, which I personally believe she is. And you think, well, I can't believe you said Hillary Clinton's demon possessed. Guys, she's a witch. She prays to Moloch. She sacrifices chickens to Moloch. She's possessed. Get a grip on it. She's a possessed candidate. There's no telling how many demons that girl has in her. Okay.
Yeah,
if she's got enough demons in her that are just saying, we're going to debate Trump, blah, blah, blah. What would be really interesting is she actually manifested demonic spirit during the debate. That would be interesting. And, I would do pay-per-view to see that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you said that, I just had a mental image of that, you know. Yeah, that would be a very interesting, thing to see. But, indeed. Well, Ted, I got to ask you really quick. I've been getting a lot of emails. If you could just address as much as you want the Victory for Food and Biotech Industries. Congress passed the DARK Act, okay, which basically allows the food industry, the GMO labeling bill. It allows the food industries to hide, or to be disingenuous as to what's in the foods that we're eating right now. I guess we saw that this one coming, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, it's actually known as the Roberts Stabdown Bill. It's S-764. It's the outcome of exhausting negotiation between the Senators Pat Roberts out of Kansas and Senate Agricultural Committee, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, and the powerful food industrial lobby that has proven it will stop at nothing keep Americans sick and in the dark about what they're eating. On the surface, the bill seems to be about developing a comprehensive labeling scheme for genetically modified poison in the food, but yeah. It's not. It's an open letter to two senators of Food and Water Watch and a consortium of other food safety, farm, environmental, and consumer advocacy groups urging rejection of this because there's no penalty if they don't comply to this.
Oh,
So the truth is it has no teeth. And they're going to have to make... It's been approved. And so the thing about it is now they can give you an 800 number on the can or whatever it is to look at.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have a smartphone, you can, and they put a skew on it, you can skew it and it'll tell you what's in it supposedly, but they can lie in this. There's no teeth to the bill. And again, it's the thing, big thing by Monsanto, and guys, Whole Foods was involved in it too. And I personally will never shop to the best of my ability at Whole Foods again because of this. Because a lot of consumer folks and natural food people have said no more to Whole Foods. Because remember, Whole Foods are the ones that are saying that we don't want to label things for like 5 or 6 years as what's organic and what's GMO in our stores. And we don't do that. You know, we have a health food store here in town and we only sell organic. We don't sell any synthetic stuff. We don't do it, Doug, because I'm not going to put that stuff in my body or I'm not going to let people buy the stuff from me that's going to be poisonous. I'm not going to do it, Doug. And
yeah,
so
no,
that's sad because I eat really, really clean. And we talked about that one time. I was joking with Joe. I mean, I wouldn't even eat unclean meat. And when you guys are down here in Orlando, for the new listeners, I took Joe to lunch one day, and we went to a restaurant, and all they had was unclean meat between pork and shellfish and weird stuff. And we left, and we went to another restaurant, and I asked them, you know, do you have sodium nitrite in this roast beef for this Reuben sandwich? And they said, no, it's all organic. And I said, I'll have that. And they said, you mean you ate a Reuben sandwich? Yes, I ate a Reuben sandwich. It's beef. Get a grip. Okay? But the point is, I'm not going to eat the GMO stuff, and I'm not going to eat the stuff that I know is bad. And because I don't eat that way. And I mean, gosh, I'm 60 years old. If I'm going to start eating bad now, I kind of waited too late, you know? Artificial sweeteners. I mean, I'm being facetious, but it's true. Artificial sweeteners that actually increase the appetite by up to 30% because they interfere with blood sugar regulation metabolism and dopamine releases in the brain. So if you think you're going to lose weight by drinking artificial sweeteners, you can forget it. It makes it worse. It makes you want to crave carbohydrates.
Is that why too that I mean, obviously you go into any store and you just go walk outside and people are getting wider. I'm not trying to be mean here, but we have a weight problem in this country. Obviously, is this part of the reason why that these artificial sweeteners are just feeding into this?
There's two main reasons. It's the high fructose corn syrup, which makes you ravenously hungry, and it turns off the mechanism in the brain that tells you that you're full, and also the fact that people drink diet sodas along with the high fructose corn syrup. That's what's interesting to me with these folks that are really, really overweight, is that they will sit there and drink a diet soda while they're eating a full pizza, you know, like by themselves, or two pizzas, you know, and with three or four desserts. And they're thinking that because they're drinking the diet soda now, it's going to help them to compensate for all the extra calories that they just ate. They don't understand that it messes up the blood sugar regulatory mechanism, and it makes you even more hungry because you're seeking that dopamine trigger that sugar gives you, and you think you're supposed to get it, and your body's craving it, so you're looking for more and more calories. So yes, Doug, the use of diet sodas and also the use of high fructose corn syrup are the two primary factors that has caused such a massive obesity epidemic in the United States.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's you know, again, it's just an observation, and I think there was an article that said that the weight of the average American has gone up 27 pounds or some incredible amount in the last 25 years, and it's obviously diet related and artificial sweetener related. So,
I have a friend of mine from high school. I saw him today. He's on the zoning committee here in my local town, and we want to put up a carport at the office. And he basically came to the office today, and good seeing him again, but he's gained 100 pounds since high school. And see, it's easy to do that. Let me tell you why. It's 3,000 calories to gain a pound. So you can eat a pat of butter a day extra. Just a pat of butter is, you know, a tablespoon of butter is 100 calories, okay? And if you eat that above your basal metabolic rate, you gain 100 calories extra every day of fat in your system, which means you gain about a 30th of a pound. You know, so what ends up happening is after 30 days you gain a pound. You say, well, that's not that much. It's a pound. Okay, well, it's not. A pound is not that much in a month. It really isn't. Then what happens, though, if you do that every month for a year, now you've gained 12 pounds. Well, now your pants are going to be a little tight. So then what you do is you go out and you go buy some new pants and get a new belt, get some new underwear because it's cutting into you. And now you've gained another 12 pounds the following year. Well, now you're 25 pounds overweight. It's still not a big of a deal. It's 25 pounds. So you got to buy another belt notch. You got to buy another pair of pants. You got to buy some more underwear because it's too tight again. And, you know, the following year, you get another 12 pounds. And you say, well, it's only 36 pounds. It's just not that much. Well, after 10 years, it's 120 pounds. Okay, it's 120 pounds. And, you know, that's after 10 years. After, you know, you gain hundreds of pounds in 30 years. Okay, and this is what happens. You start seeing these kids that you went to high school with that were athletes. They may have lettered in three or four different tracks, or baseball or tennis or football or whatever, and they were just really good athletes. Well, they stopped exercising. They started drinking beer, which interferes with body fat metabolism. There's a compound called lipase in your body, which helps to burn fat instead of store fat. And that 1 ounce of alcohol a day will decrease the amount of lipase in your body by 30%, which means you start storing fat really quickly. That's why you get a beer gut. And your liver starts getting bigger because it starts getting fatty. And now all of a sudden you start gaining more and more and more weight. You find it hard to breathe. You have to catch your breath all the time. And you're pushing down on your diaphragm from all the fat from your liver. And this is what happens. Then you start feeling absolutely awful. You start on the drugs. And you start getting into a stupor so you don't pay any attention to the weight anymore. And pretty soon you're 100 pounds overweight. Just like that. It took you 10, 12 years. And see, that's how insidious weight loss and weight gain is. See, it's easy to lose 10 pounds. Sometimes it's so easy people never get started on it. That's why every single day when I get up in the morning, I go use the bathroom, I walk and sit on the, I go stand on the scales. I got one of those balance beam scales that was from my office when I was running the Health Masters with the full clinic. And I stand on the scales, I balance it out, and if I'm over 200 pounds, I automatically say, nope, not happening. Next day I'm back under 200 pounds. I've set up the bar there that I'm not going to allow myself to go over. Now, realistically, I need to be at 189 every day. I'm about 10 pounds over, but I know where my weight stays, and I never allow myself to go over that. And guys, if you learn how just to discipline yourself like that, it makes life a lot simpler. You don't get that gaining that pound every month, every month, every month, every month, and then you end up being 300 and 400 pounds. I got to pick you up with a forklift and take you out to the back sliding glass doors. Okay, that's ridiculous. But see, that's how it happens, and that's how subtle it happens, Doug. Because the high fructose corn syrup, the alcohol, and the diet sodas make you gain weight like crazy. And guys, if you're eating pizza on a regular basis, it's like taking a fat pill. Bread and cheese will put weight on you quicker than anything else I've ever seen, period. And peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, if you combine them with milk, will do the same thing. They'll bulk you up quick. And so, guys, sometimes you just have to cut back on some of the stuff you're eating. And I always tell folks, if they're trying to lose weight, cut out the bread, cut out the cheese to start with. Start eating more vegetables, start cut out the fried foods. You know, invariably, just cutting out the bread and the cheese and the dairy, people will start losing weight almost immediately, Doug. And it's not that difficult if you just eat healthy and you eat a clean diet. Does that make sense?
You just ruined my weekend picnics.
There goes my pizza breakfast. You know, in closing, Ted, just quickly, an anecdote here. I've been fighting, I don't know, the creepy cruds. It's like a petri dish of,
it's a nasty cold.
You know, whatever this is.
For weeks.
I was joking, during one of my broadcasts. I said I was pounding Sudafed and Actifed and Mucinex and, you know, and to the extent where I could, like, everything looked like noodles, basically. I was seeing monkeys. Okay. I mean, making a joke, basically. And, my goodness, I got so many emails saying, you should be taking, HealthMaster supplements. What's wrong with you? So you've got a loyal audience out there, and you know I was joking around. Seriously, I was joking around, and I haven't taken your supplements, but you talk about loyalty and about people who really understand the product that you have. You've got it right here in our audience, and I just want to say thank you too.
Well, thanks, Doug. It was funny. One of your listeners, one of my listeners, is Catholic, and last week I kind of got aggravated at the Catholic Church because of the pedophilia, and I kind of unloaded on the Catholic Church. And this lady emails me back and says, well, you know, not all Catholics agree with this. He goes, but you know, we take your vitamins, but because they really, really work, we're going to keep buying your stuff, but you know, kind of go easy on the Catholics. And I'm like, well, you know, she's right. You know, Catholics can be born again, they can love Jesus Christ. The problem is they shouldn't allow themselves to accept and to tolerate the behavior from the clergy. That's how I look at it. I mean, anybody. You can be a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Lutheran or a Catholic. If you love Jesus Christ and you're born again and you've had a truly born again experience, I'm not the person who's going to judge you for that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get on some kick and pray. But what I'm saying is, there's good churches, there's bad churches, there's good leadership and there's bad leadership. Guys, we got to make sure we stay with the good leadership. That's the key. And that's one of the, oh, by the way, let me real quick, because I know we're almost out of time. Again, when you order $200 worth of supplements from us at Health Masters, we're going to make sure that you get the breakthrough. That's not the Breakthrough Health. That's the book. This is a lot more expensive. This is the Maximum Success series on how to live disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free. It's a Christian's three-dimensional lifestyle program for surviving in this age. It's phenomenal. And we've had nothing but positive response on it. And I took my mentors, Jim Rohn, Christian, and Zig Ziglar, Christian, and about 20 other books, and I Christianized it, the stuff that we read over the years. And I put this series together, and it talks about success and failure, how to start a business with little or no money. It talks about three-dimensional lifestyle, eating right, clean foods, unclean foods, top 10 foods never to eat. Great CD series. You're going to love it. It's a home study course. Absolutely free. No shipping on it. Nothing when you order $200 worth of supplements. I don't have that many left, a couple hundred of them. That's all I've got in stock. Once they're gone, they're gone. I'm not going to reorder them because I have to order them 1,000 units at a time to get a price down on them. So, but these are just something I wanted to bless you guys with.
The promo, yeah, and thank you. The promo code on that is DougCDSet.
DougCDSet.
Yeah, I've got it. It's a fantastic CD set. Your life will change by listening to that. Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com.
Thank you so much for your time, Ted. You have a great
Joe
weekend.
Joe, Doug, you guys are awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate you so much.
God bless.
God bless you, and God bless Austin and your family. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Till Monday.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.